Hello!
And welcome to Double D20's Greek Week. My name is Tori. I'll be your DM. My pronouns are she, they. These are my players.
Hello, my name is Shalina. I go by she, her pronouns. And I play Chadwick Cole Cummings III, who goes by he, him pronouns. And he is a Fire Genasi Paladin and a part of Delta Iota Kappa.
Hey there, I'm Dahlia. I use she, her pronouns. And I will be playing as Arlo. She is a Earth Genasi Warlock of the Fandom Domain and is also a part of Delta Iota Kappa.
Hey everybody, I'm Nessie. Any pronouns are good. This season, I am playing Landon Park, a forest gnome swarm director, not swarm keeper, ranger. And he is a part of Delta Iota Kappa, Dick Baby.
Hey everybody, I am Allison. I go by she, her pronouns, and I will be playing Becky Scottsdale of the Scottsdale Scottsdales. She goes by she, her, a water genasi tiefling. She is a warlock with a genie patron, and she belongs to Eta Theta Epsilon.
Hey, hey everybody, this is Kayla. I go by she, her pronouns, and this season I will be playing Tiffany Williams, also she, her pronouns. Tiffany is a water genasi cleric, and she is a part of Eta Theta Epsilon.
I am Ren. I go by she, they, and I am playing Vera Aurora. She is a high elf barbarian. She is in sorority.
Ho!
You go by ho.
Just say ho. When in doubt, just say ho.
When in doubt, ho it out.
And yeah, that is our cast. This is the biggest cast that we have had for a Double D20 season so far. All the listeners out there, please pray for me. But yeah, we're going to jump into it. And we are setting the scene at university that might have a name.
You don't have a name for the university?
Listen, I made my priorities, okay?
The State University of College.
No. We're not at a state university. We're at a university. We all have money.
Money.
Yeah, this is a private university.
Private University of College.
Yes.
University sin.
University of university?
I think it would be university sin university, not the other way around. But anyway.
University's in university, yeah. U of U, yeah.
Yeah, U of U. Okay, we're canonizing that now. We are at University's in university.
Ooh.
Tori, you can't go back now. This is on you. If
you walked right into it. You walked right into it, Nessie.
Tori, if you expected anything else, you should have come up with a university name up front. Sorry.
Listen, I will accept UWU, but I will come up with a university name that starts with U. It will not be University of University.
No, it's University Sin University.
Wait, what's the sin? I don't get it.
We're committing acts of sin? I don't know.
Like sun, like S-O-N.
University Sin. University Sin.
Like the son of a university, like, you know, like surname.
Oh, University Sin. No, it's gonna be University of something with a U. I'll let you keep the U, though.
Fine. Okay.
Right.
That's so funny.
It is a Sunday night during the end of a spring semester, and students everywhere are preparing for the upcoming finals, except for a select 100 who are drunk off of their asses, crammed into a college fraternity house right off of campus where a social media influencer is live streaming what definitely violates most platforms' code of conduct. And that is where we begin this season with Arlo. Take it away, Miss Live Streamer.
What is up, fuckers and fuckettes and the people who do not give a fuck? It is your best Phobo Arlo coming at you live from Delta Iota Kappa. That's right. Dick House. I know all my lovely Chad tier subscribers already know what the fuck is up, but for all of you from the Riz Gods to the No Bitch Boys, let me fill you in. And yeah, ladies, that isn't double entendre. All right, in Dick House this week, we have Greek Week coming up. But first, we need to check in with the president of Dick, the Master Smasher himself, the Legacy Layer, and my boy, Faux Life, Chad Cole Cummings III.
Chad is the fuckiest fuckboy of all. He is literally vibing. He's double fisting. He has his shirt off. You can see all of his muscles. He's got Dick written on his chest. And he is full fist pumping, both drinks in the air. Fucking going for it.
And no Greek Week is complete without a new bro to introduce you all. Now I know everybody who's been in the Dick House before knows that the first commandment of being a dick bro is that you must fuck. But we got a special bro with us here today. And let me tell you, even though he's ace, this guy fucks metaphorically. It's my little Landon.
Hey, what is up? It is Landon here. And you see Landon is a little gnomish dude. He's about like 3.5 feet tall, and he is surrounded by pigeons. He's got 7 pigeons surrounding him. And they're currently doing vocal warm-ups. So there's a lot of little like cooing happening, but very melodic. Oh, also Landon walks with a cane, and the cane is like wooden, and it has like little etchings in it, and there's little like portraits of the pigeons on his cane.
I dare you to fucking name one person who could get 7, not just one, but 7 pigeons to sing at a goddamn choir. That shit fucks. And no party that fucks would be complete without some hoes. Compliments of Eta Theta Epsilon. First up, we got Madam President herself. The only thing bigger than her fake tits are her very real daddy issues. It's Becky!
Hey. So, Becky is relatively short and just curves everywhere. Super snatched waist. Big ass that's barely covered by the tiniest little pleated skirt. She is also the captain of the cheerleading team, and she has big hair and big horns. And right now, she's probably in the middle of the dance floor, just swaying her hips, looking sexy as always, with a drink in her hand and her purse with her small little, you can call it a dog, but it definitely has bat wings, and you don't actually think that it's a dog. But it is vicious as fuck, and you do not get close to her unless she invites you, because that thing will bite.
All right. Fuck, shit. Okay, well, just got bit, but you know, it's fine. We're moving on to, honestly, perfect. This is what I need, because I need some healing. Because next up, we got Ho's resident lifesaver in training. And, I think I need some mouth-to-mouth just looking at her. It's Tiffany. Oh, yeah, and her boyfriend. Sup, Trevor?
So you just see Tiffany. She is a... of average height, around 5'8", water genasi. So she is just blue. Long blue hair, light blue skin, dark blue eyes. And she is with her boyfriend, Trevor. But you can tell she kind of doesn't really want to be right there. You know, she's eyeing the dance floor. She definitely looks like she just got out of the shower, which is just how she always looks. Is just lightly missed, like nothing can get past her. But she definitely is giving other girls stank eyes, unless it's a hoe.
Okay, so Arlo will probably come up and be like, can you help, like, I need you to kiss it and make it better. Like, I got bit by whatever the fuck that thing is that Becky has.
I mean, have you met a hoe? You know what you need to do. Get on your knees and beg.
Yes!
Arlo fucking, like, slides away like, alright! No. And spins on her heel, and she's like, all right, we got one more left, and then I'm gonna have to go find my own bandages because I don't want to bleed out. We have, last but not least, if a cinnamon roll were a person, she looks so sweet she might give you a cavity. Pure of heart, dumb of ass, we have Vera.
So Vera just waves, like, very awkwardly. She has, like, she went outside a little before, and she has like a few stalks of like peonies in her hands, and you can see that some of the petals have already been have like bite marks on them because like she's been chewing on them. She waves. She was about to introduce herself, But then one of the squirrels that she snuck into the party, she notices is reaching out for one of the vodka gummy bears. So she is now running to try to stop that squirrel from getting intoxicated.
Okay. And as Arlo stares in just complete and utter fascination with what's happening, Arlo is a Earth Ganassi with short hair faded on the sides. It's black hair. Her skin is a like slightly darker slate color. All like it's continuous. Even her lips are kind of just a darker black, and she has opalite freckle crystals, basically. Wearing kind of like some baggier like tech wear pants and docks with like a bodysuit, but it like comes up, shows a bit of hip. Anyway, she's like, oh shit, because it looks fucking hilarious, whatever's going on with that squirrel. She's like, Lucille, get it. And then she's going to find a fucking first aid kit to fix the bleeding wound on her hand.
Lucille's like zooming in on the squirrel and like doing that thing where you like reverberate to make it look like a badass.
Not the gummy bears, no!
Rip and tear just plays.
Landon, as a forest gnome, has that speak with small animals feature, so he's like running over and like in squirrel language, more or less, is like trying to reason with the squirrels. It's like, no, my guy, this is not a good plan. You're gonna regret this tomorrow morning. Please, no! What does the squirrel say? I need to know what the squirrel's response.
The squirrel's foliage is gonna be like, it's fucking Greek week, bitches! Let's get fucked up!
Landon's like, you're gonna regret it in the morning!
That's what Greek week is for!
I can't be responsible! There can't be squirrel blood on my hands!
Dude, I barely know you! We're good! There is no squirrel blood on your hands! If anything, there's squirrel blood on my hands!
Alright, Lucille, let's just like pan away from this. It's
getting weird.
Then turns to Vera and is like, Vera, do something! They're not listening to me!
It has free will, I can't... She kind of reaches over and grabs it by, like, the scrub.
Lucille's just, like, slowly panning away. The camera moves, but her head doesn't. She's just like, what is going on?
Alright, and I think that gets the shot. We can just go up to the overhead cameras, kind of just get the party as a whole. We don't really need to do the catered stuff right now. What do you think, Lucille? Sound good?
Yeah, I'm probably just going to send a drone up. I honestly don't want to do all that walking.
No, we're good. Yeah, the drone will work.
Yeah, okay, cool. And then you see, like, she's just, like, fiddling with something, like, on her phone, and then, like, a little, like, machine just, like, zooms up, and it's just, like, capsulates, like, a light, like, a green light, so it almost looks like they're, like, LED strobe lights. I'm inserting these strobe lights in them. I'm living vicariously in this party.
A party that could kill you.
My fake little characters in my D&D podcast, they're gonna have a party with strobe lights. Epilepsy doesn't exist. Anyway, yeah, and so the drone goes up, and there is, like, hundreds of drunk young adults packed into this tiny room. What is, like, everybody, like, focusing on while they're in the joint? Can you believe I've been to a party before?
No.
Arlo's pouring shots for people, probably, at this point.
Yeah, I think Becky would go over to Tiffany and just, like, when she approaches her little, she just has a clear look of just utter fucking disdain for the man standing next to her sweet little. She's like, Trevor, Tiffany, come on, I think it's time for us to dance and show those drones what girls really should look like when they dance. It's you and me. You can stay here.
Ugh. Alright. Cool.
Tiffany's definitely gonna be like, oh my god, bitch. Yes. Say less.
Say less. Becky would take your hand. And then they would go out and do that just like that good drunk girl dancing where it's like lots of grinding and it's way more for like other people viewing it than actually dancing. Becky 100% knows that the drone is up there and she's just like, I'm gonna put on a fucking show and everybody's gonna know that we are the hottest bitches in this entire party.
Because we fucking are.
Duh.
Trevor's, like, doing that thing where he's, like, standing off into the corner trying not to look like he's watching how close Tiffany is getting to other people.
Becky's, like, using her telekinetic shove to, like, pull men towards Tiffany.
I'm a huge fan of Tori already doing a visual bit in a podcast.
Yeah, they'll get the vibes. They'll get the vibes.
Yeah.
The vibes of an insecure man.
Rip.
Good.
Okay, well, Landon is going to go over to that squirrel who he just yelled at and feels kind of bad now. And is like, hey man, I shouldn't have yelled at you on stream. That wasn't cool. So like, can you handle your liquor or like?
Oh yeah, no, like I'm totally chill. I haven't had anything. I'm amping it up, you know, gotta get the vibes right.
Like, have you drank before, though?
Yes.
Okay, and you were okay?
Yeah. I mean, I, like, throw up, but, like, boot and rally.
Okay, yeah, you want a Jell-O shot?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go!
So Landon's gonna go over and grab a couple Jell-O shots, and is gonna start doing shots with this squirrel. And it's gonna be like, my pigeons can't actually drink. They're not, like, real pigeons, you know? They're, like, nature spirit pigeons. So they can't actually eat or drink anything. They don't have, like, a... Right, so, like, I can't actually do shots with the pigeons, but you want to, yeah. And just starts doing shots. So, Landon's throwing back shots with the squirrel now.
They're, like, the second one. The squirrel's going to be like, do you not, like, have, like, common people, like, to do shots with?
Like, I do, but I felt bad.
I'm totally cool to do shots with you.
No, it's more like I felt bad, cause, like, I yelled at you on stream, and, like, I wanted to make up for it. Like, that was kind of shitty of me. Like, I didn't want to embarrass you in front of, like, all the people watching, so.
Dude, honestly, it just makes me look cooler. That if I'm being so, like, wild, that somebody's got to rein me in. Like, you're good. You're good, dude. You're good.
Okay, good. What?
Street cred around the tree, you know?
What's your name? What's your name, man?
The only name that's coming to my head is Laser. So, yeah, I'm going to go.
All right. Laser. All right, Laser. Well, I'll see you around, buddy. I do actually have, like, friends, you know, humanoid friends, though, so I am to go hang out with them for a bit. Yeah.
No, dude, definitely.
And then Landon's gonna go hang out over by Arlo, just because Landon knows that wherever Arlo is, there will be some type of actual party happening.
Funny you say that.
Chad's definitely just walking around and, like, just making sure everyone's having a good time.
Vera's just vibing on, like, the dance floor with her little candies. She's, like, eating a petal at a time while, like, she's just, like, swaying to the music.
Eating a petal?
Yeah, you can eat peonies.
Yeah, flowers are edible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's edible. Yeah.
No, that's so valid. Are they, like, hallucinogenic, or is it you're just eating flowers?
Tori, do you not know what flowers are hallucinogenic? Like,
what are you doing? Listen, there's two plant bitches in this podcast now. I can't.
So wherever Arlo is, she's been like pouring shots, just trying to get people a little extra rowdy. But while she wants people around her getting rowdy, she is very clearly just drinking a can of Coke. She is stone cold sober, and she's just vibing.
The person at the party that's stone cold sober, but trying not to have anyone pick up on it, so they're like, let's go!
Oh no, yeah, like, she's, like, up on the table, like, one foot is in a chair, the other is on, like, the island, like, that's there, and she's just like, let's fucking go! I need to see you fucking drink! Like, she's helping people stand up for keg stand, but then, like, you know, when she has a moment to herself, she's just standing there, just sipping on a little soda, like, what's up, Landon? What's up?
Can I climb up on your shoulders and do a shot up on your shoulders?
Yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Hell yes! And Landon, like, climbs up on Arlo's shoulders and just, like, downs a shot up on Arlo's shoulders and is like, let's go!
Arlo is also just, like, mimicking it. She's like, let's fucking go! Like, she had a shot glass, like... You know what? Actually, she has one that's filled with water, but I'm pretty sure she misplaces it, so... Let's see what happens here. I'm gonna do rolls for her ability to drink, because she is a featherweight.
Oh, yeah. Did we say that Landon was a lightweight or no?
No, we did not.
Yeah.
Landon seems more like the heavyweight out of the two of us now.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
Okay, so what do we roll?
So it's a constitution. saving throw. And then for lightweights, you do -2. And then for heavyweights, you do +2.
Okay, so I got 14 after that shot.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. Like, you're probably tipsy, but honestly.
I'll see how Landon's doing. That's a nat 20. Landon got a nat 20. My first roll of the season.
Hell yeah.
If there is a bottle of champagne, Arlo will, like, shake it and spray it over if Tiffany and Becky are doing that. Like, shitty, shitty $10 champagne that is so full of sugar.
We're for sure grinding.
You're going to be sticky when you leave here.
I mean, you were already going to be sticky. Yeah, but, like, as that's happening. Yeah, Arlo does that right after the shot with Landon.
Rits of barefoot, like, all over you two, and then, like, nearby people are, like, so stepping back.
You just see Chad in the background going, like, let's fucking go! Let's go!
That's my fucking guy! Like, just Arlo screaming. You know what I mean? Like, that very dude, bro. Like, that's my fucking boy right there! Like, at Chad.
You're, like, shaking each other. I fucking love you, bro!
Do it for dick! Do it for dick!
Do it for dick! But after, like, spraying the, like, the champagne, she'll, like, check with Lucia, like, get that? Like, you know what I mean?
Lucia has stationed herself up on the balcony because she knew the bottle spray was coming, and she's just, like, standing with her little phone drone. She's like, yeah, we're good. Could not be bothered.
Did you get my good side?
Becky, I don't think you have a bad side, love.
Oh, right answer. That's why I like you.
Shit. Stole the words right out of my mouth.
Like, I wasn't prepared for this to turn into a white t-shirt contest. I would have worn white.
I mean, any t-shirt can be a wet t-shirt, right?
And then Lucia's, like, zooming in.
Becky pushes Trevor, like, further away.
Be like, Becky, we have to get fucked up tonight.
Me.
Like, I have so much shit I need to forget. I can't even.
How did he even know that there was a party tonight? Usually he only shows up at our parties.
I think he, like, saw my calendar in my room. I don't know.
You need to start hiding.
I should.
How are we supposed to get you fucked if he's here all the time?
I don't know. Can we, like, distract him or something? Like,
I'm sure we could think of something.
Okay, I'll leave it to you.
Becky has just, like, an evil grin on her face.
Chad's gonna walk up to Arlo and be like, bro, who invited Trevor? He's not allowed in here. Who let him in?
You're gonna be mad. You're gonna be real mad. But he's been, like, shelling out, like, 3K to be a Chad tier subscriber. I think it's just to keep track of Tiffany. That's the reason we have the extra 2 kegs. Like, and a couple other. I mean, 3K is a lot. Like, I didn't just buy kegs with it.
Fucking stalker!
I mean, if we needed money, I could have just paid for
it. I mean, I know, but, like, my fucking Patreon's doing numbers. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, okay, fine. But if he's top tier, why is he here?
So the Chad subscribers. I told them about this early. Like, it's a special thing. They get the news blast, you know?
Fuck, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know until after I put the news blast out that he's one of my fucking top tier. I fucked up.
I mean, get your bag.
Bear was just watching this with her little flower, and then she just jumps into the conversation. She's like, so, Trevor.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we liked him.
What?
He seems chill.
And now he's horrible.
Oh, okay. Sometimes, he wants to know where Tiffany is, so he would buy me drinks sometimes, just to get some... I guess he really likes his girlfriend.
He's, like, obsessed with her. It's kind of unhealthy, to be honest.
Yeah. You just see, like, Arlo's, like, pulling up her Patreon and, like, deleting his subscription.
Barry's thinking of all the times that... he has bought her, like, food and, like, drinks. And
just to know where Tiffany is?
Yeah, for intel.
Landon looks over at Vera and is like, so just anytime somebody buys you food or drinks, you just tell them, like, anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sweet summer chat.
Landon's making a mental note not to tell any secrets to Vera. Just like, well, okay, that's good to know.
It's free food.
So you're telling me if I got you some food right now, you'd tell me where, like, all of the Ada, Theta Epsilon secrets are?
Well, they don't tell me anything, too, so, like...
Damn. This is what we get for having smart people in the leadership.
That's our president.
We keep her around because she's pretty.
He's just like, but look at this ass, though!
That's the real secret of the Adas, is that ass.
Look at that ass! She brings up our hotness level, even though she drops our, like, GPA level, but she brings up the hotness level, so it all kind of balances out.
I respect that. That's I respect that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the GPA level is like what? Like a 2.0? Like, I feel like you'll be fine.
Wait, we have a GPA level?
Don't you worry your head about the GPA level, okay, honey? Just keep eating your flour.
Chad's gonna, like, whisper to Becky and be like, you guys have someone taking care of that, right? Like, on the inside?
Obviously.
Okay, cool. And then Chad's gonna back away from your dog thing and be like...
Burberry? Its name is Burberry.
Chad's like, hi Burberry. Hi Burberry. He's like scared as shit.
It's constantly shaking.
I would like to think that Burberry hopefully likes Tiffany, so Tiffany just comes over and like pets Burberry.
Burberry loves all the hosts.
Landon has clocked that Burberry does not speak as a small animal and does not trust Burberry. It's just like, I'm not so sure that's a real animal. And it's like, I don't...
It sure is not.
Yep. Landon's like... I feel like Landon on multiple occasions has like tried to have conversations with Burberry and is like, shit, that ain't a dog.
Particularly funny because Burberry can definitely talk. Like, in common.
Are you guys also scared of Burberry?
But that's the thing, is like, if it were a dog, Burberry would not be speaking common. Burberry would be speaking, like, the small animal speak. And
Landon just went up to Burberry and was like, bark, 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 and like, it tried to talk to him.
And Landon's like, nope, fuck this.
Yeah, no, seeing Landon dip, Arlo's also like, I'm getting the fuck away from that thing. Misty steps up onto the balcony next to Lucille.
He's like, you gotta warn me before you're doing something like that. Hold on. Alright. Okay. You want me to focus down there or up here?
I was just stepping out of frame. You're good. I just, the fucking, whatever that rat fink fucking dog thing is.
That fucking demon?
Yeah, the demon. I didn't want to get fucking bitten. I'm pretty sure I got poisoned by that.
Dead ass, bro. We need to get you a fucking cleric.
Meanwhile, Barrett's just giving Burberry all, like, the kisses and, like, the little pets. It's, like, all of them are screaming.
He's wagging his tail.
I just, like, this is not normal.
Yeah, no, and, like, I tried to ask Tiffany for help with it, and she was, like, beg, and, like, no.
You know how she is. You get a shit boyfriend, and then your fucking confidence goes, like, over the roof.
Do you see he's been shelling out, like, thousands? Just to get...
Yeah.
I knew that a long time ago. I keep making him resubscribe within the same month.
Oh, I just deleted a subscription.
That's okay. I'll make him repay. He'll put it out.
Or try to hide her location from him, apparently.
Oh, well, fuck. Well, yeah.
It's good money.
I mean, yeah. Realistically, she's gonna cheat on him eventually, either way, whether or not he's there or not.
Smart. Yeah, okay. Resubscribe.
Just hear from across the party, Trevor's like, bro, what the fuck?
While Trevor is distracted by that, Landon is gonna, like, go over to Tiffany and be like, hey, do you need, somebody to kind of, like, keep him distracted so you have a little more free time?
You know, I don't think I've ever heard of anything literally fucking better in my life.
Alright, let me know when, and I will keep him focused on other things.
That would be amazing. Like, ASAP, I'm so sick of his shit.
Okay.
Like, I can't fucking stand it anymore.
So Landon's gonna go over to Trevor, like, right then and be like, hey man, you wanna smoke? You wanna step outside for a minute for a smoke?
Oh, I could not think of anything fucking better. There are all these fucking sluts in here. Like, I don't understand why Tiffany goes to these things.
Alright, you head outside. I'll meet you outside in, like, 1 minute. I gotta go grab something real quick.
Okay, bet. Excuse me. And he's, like, very loudly, like, shoulder pushing past people to get to the door.
As he walks out, Chad's going to scream, "Fuck you, Trevor!"
Let me look at this really quickly. I have a plan. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, I have that. Okay, great. So Landon's going to give, like, 30 seconds, and then is going to... Can I make a stealth check to sneak outside without being noticed by Trevor?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do I add to stealth? Okay, that's a 17.
Do we even know what Trevor looks like? Is he just, like, the most basic white boy?
He's a marketing major and on the lacrosse team, I think is what we settled on.
I imagine him with patchy facial hair.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he's a man, like, he has to shave, because, like, if he has any stubble, you're like, that's a man that can't grow a beard.
Does Landon make it out unnoticed?
Yeah, man's got a 5.
Great. Okay, so Landon is going to cast Major Image of an owl bear that's going to look like it's chasing Trevor. And it can make sound, too. So it's, like, hooting and growling, and it's, like, running outside where growl, hoot, yep.
Trevor's just fucking screaming, just booking it away.
Landon takes a little video of this and texts it to Tiffany.
I am buying a fucking drink for everybody involved in that shit. Oh my god.
If you have a video, you're sending a copy to either Arlo or Lucille too, right?
Oh, like, yeah, I send it I send it in a group chat. So like you get it, and everybody, you get this video. And Landon's like, I don't think he's coming back to the party tonight. I think we're good.
Everybody in Dick is just like, fuck Trevor.
Like all 50 of us.
Lucille's like already made like a fan edit of it and then uploaded it.
I'm just on TikTok.
Jesus Christ. You work so goddamn fast on that.
That's incredible.
It's what I get paid to do.
Now that he's gone, can we just like get fucked up, please? He does not let me drink as much as I want to.
You know what I think it's time for?
We should use all this money that he just repaid to find out where you are to just get you guys drunk as shit.
Yes!
We should also find the hottest guy in here with the best muscles and do body shots. You need to get your tongue all up on some abs.
Biggie, I love you and your beautiful, beautiful brain.
Thank you. I know.
While they're planning this all, Chad's going to go find Arlo and be like, hey, bro, I need you to go to the president's meeting tomorrow. I cannot miss class.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Can I stream it?
Cool. Probably not. This is why I don't ask you to go to these things.
Gotcha. She is going to sleight of hand be texting Lucille behind her back.
If you go and record it, we will get in so much trouble. Please.
Lucille's like, hidden drone, question mark?
Yes.
Lit.
Chad's just like, I know you're going to record it anyway, so he's going to text the president's group chat and be like, I can't come, I have class, but Arlo will be there for me, and there will probably be cameras. Bye.
No, there won't.
I'm sure we can make that work.
You get a text back from AI Ron that's just like, should we dress up? Question mark?
Yeah, wear your best clothes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, we cannot gloss over that name. We can't.
AI Ron?
Yeah. No, we can't gloss over that. That needs a moment of attention.
I love AI Ron.
AI Ron is the president of Nut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love AI Ron.
Yeah.
AI Ron is a warforged raised by 2 lesbian engineers.
Love him.
He was primarily a food production automation machine, and they just adopted him.
Alrighty.
Fucking amazing.
AI Ron has a long, withstanding history.
So I think Becky would track down... As looking at the NPCs, Becky would probably track down Thrash, because I feel like he would be up for being a shot glass.
Thrash is gonna be like, oh fuck yeah, yeah! Did she finally get rid of that bitch ass fucking douchebag?
Get this, Landon actually chased him with a fake owlbear, and he totally believed it because he's so dumb.
Bro! Fucking Birdman from Dick! I love that kid!
We have another video.
You gotta send it to me. You gotta send it to me.
I'm sure it'll be up on Arlo's stream, and like, it's probably already up there. Who am I kidding?
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All Riz gods, that tier, already have access to it.
Honestly, back secret between you and me, right? Right? Mash pays for the stream, and then I just get all the shit. Because I just look at it on Mash. Deadass.
Where is he hiding, anyways?
I fucking know. He's such a bummer. Like, I take him out to these things. I made him join Nut. Like, I can't get that kid to fucking show face for anything. But let's go. Talking about it's bumming me out. So let's go fucking do some shots.
Yes. We'll give people a choice. They can body shot off of me, or they can body shot off of you.
I mean, come on, look at me. Like.
Because Becky, in her infinite playing of the game always, will volunteer to do the body shots, or will volunteer to be the body so that she doesn't have to do the shots.
Bash has definitely already been, like, drinking, so that, and this place is stuffy, so there's just, like, a little layer of sweat.
Yeah. That's where the salt comes from.
Exactly.
Makes the tequila go down easy.
Germaphobe Shalene is just dying.
Some of us have been to a frat party, I can tell.
Where's Shalene go? Shalene is a germaphobe. She's probably dying.
Shalene is just fully gone.
Becky dragging Thrash sets up the shot for Tiffany and yells out to the party, "It's time to do fucking shots!" And then she sets it up for herself as well for whoever steps up first.
Hell yeah. Anybody participating in the body shots? I mean, obviously Tiffany.
Obviously.
I mean.
Chad is not.
Chad is not.
Chad is also against germs.
Shit. Well, it looks like Arlo has to step up. Tiffany, you, me, body shot, same time?
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, zooming in.
Oh yeah, no. 100% just waiting for, like, Lucille to be ready.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the lime wedge in the mouth. It's, like, the salt along the, like, collarbone, and then the shot glass between the titties.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, Arlo is going to be very just over the top, like, running the tongue down the collarbone and, like, getting the salt. Because oh, I don't know about y'all, but I do salt first.
I would think about doing the same shit. Really, yeah. Like, staring into the camera while licking.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And, like, takes the shot and, like, goes to bite the lime, but then, like, almost, like, tongues it out first to get it.
Actually,
that's how she finishes her shot.
Shalene's having such a hard time.
Chad is in the back room using mouthwash and, like, putting more deodorant on and not dealing with any of this that's happening.
Tori, it looks like Arlo's looking at the camera. She's looking right at Lucille.
And Lucille's, like, doing that thing where she's, like, it's like holding the phone a little bit tighter, but like otherwise, very just like, I am doing a job right now.
Yeah, Tiffany will like stare in the camera, does the whole shot, and then gives Thrasher a wink.
You don't particularly get a bad shot of Arlo.
But a good shot of Tiffany, right?
Of course!
Okay.
She wants to keep her fucking job!
Or Becky and Tiffany acting like hoes is like Arlo's favorite streaming.
It truly is the best content.
Skyrocket! The view skyrocket!
Listen, you are in the top two tiers, like the exclusive clips. Like, it's a lot of you two. Like, let's be real here.
Mm-hmm. Sex sells.
Sex sells.
Vera's also, like, holding back the fucking squirrel.
For doing a body shot?
Yeah. Going to jail.
I was for sure going for a body shot on
Drag. Let my boy Laser do a body shot. Free my boy Laser. He did nothing wrong.
Laser needs a body shot.
Who is Laser doing the body shot off of?
Oh, for sure it's going to be Thrash. You know it's got to be Thrash.
Yeah. He's got like 12 abs.
Oh my god. A gay king squirrel.
Chad's in the corner like, Thrash hasn't showered in 4 days. Why are people doing body shots off of him? Aw.
Because he's hot.
He literally took his jockstrap off and smelled it yesterday. And it passed out, please.
Mash is just like standing off in the corner near Chad and just like, it's fucking gross, dude.
You're gonna get diseases.
Bro, and abs. Like, I have just as many abs as him, but I know how to take a fucking shower.
Do y'all not know how to shower?
Most of them don't. Most of them just don't shower.
Mash is like, Thrash fully has showered maybe like a total of 10 times.
In his life?
Since we've been here this year.
Oh.
In his life, he would be... he'd be ill if it was 10 times in his life.
To be fair, Match, if I believed that you would actually get up there, I would for sure do a body shot off of you.
Match is just like, maybe just us, but I don't want anybody else's tongue up in that. That's how you start getting diseases.
Oh my god, Big. Biggie. My love of my life. What if I did a body shot off of you? Yes. Big little.
Big little go.
Because that is some shit I would do with my big. So like.
You might want to get multiple angles on this, Arlo. You know, maybe put it up to the top there.
Like three drones fly in.
That ain't my job, hun. Yeah. Talk to her.
Chad is done with this. He has walked away. He's away from the body shots. He's, like, about to vomit. He's like, this is awful. You're ruining my buzz. He's like, it's gross back there.
Becky has, like, edible vanilla glitter on her chest, and it just tastes delicious.
Yeah, it's a fucking axe. But yeah. So, Chad, while the body shots are happening, you're, like, running deep off into the party.
No, Chad's gonna go sit on the front porch.
So you're like watching as people like come in, and dick parties for the most part are exclusive. Like, you kind of have to have like an invite. And as you're kind of like sitting out on the porch, the pledge for you that's like running the door is gonna be like, can I go to the bathroom now that like you're here? Can I like go to the bath? Like, it'll be like 2 seconds. Like, I'll run to the bush. Like, I swear, I've been here all night, and, like, I know it's my job, but, like, I really gotta fucking take a whiz, and I don't want all these girls to see my dick, dude, because it's kind of small.
Oh, it's kind of small. Okay, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I don't need, a body positivity lesson. I kind of want to, like, save it, like, and just...
Since you're being a dick, no. I'm just kidding. Get the fuck out of here. Go pee.
Thank you so fucking much. Like, I fucking love you. Love Jake. I gotta go. Man, just he's gonna like run.
Chad's gonna stand by the door now because he has to watch it.
There's like people just trailing in, and you're gonna notice that as the three Ashleys walk up.
Ashley.
Hey, Chad. Hey, hi. So we were kind of wondering if we. You know, because we just love you, and we love Arlo, and we love your parties. And we were just kind of wondering if we could bring a friend in with us tonight. Because, you know, she, like, hardly ever goes out, and she's always studying. And, you know, it's senior year, and we just want to, like, have a good time together. Because, like, she's Ashley's roommate, so...
Chad's gonna be like, is she cool? Like,
oh, she's so cool. She's honestly the coolest. I don't think I've ever met anyone so cool. Her name's Chloe. She's super nice. She's super hot. She's so fucking hot.
Chloe, the nutrition major? Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Chloe. Yeah, she's great. She can come. That's fine. That's good.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then the Ashley with the two E's is gonna like run to sort of the end of the driveway and like pull Chloe out from behind a tree and be like, they said you could come. They said you could come. It's so great. She's just probably gonna be like, okay. And she's like picking leaves like out of her fucking shirt. She's like, all right, cool. I don't know why I had to hide, but Greek is so fucking weird. She's gonna walk up. She's gonna be like, hey, Chad. What's up?
Hey, Chloe. And Chad's gonna like pick a leaf out of her hair and just be like, why were you hiding?
They told me that I had to.
Did you tell them you knew me?
Yeah. That's the weird thing.
The Ashleys are odd.
They're already drunk, you know? Like, Ashley's my roommate, and the other two are just always there.
Do you call them, like, Ashley 1, 2, and 3? Or do you just say Ashley with the two E's? Like, how do you...
It, honestly, it depends on the day. Like, realistically, I only ever talk to Ashley GH. And that's usually how I do it. I'm usually, like, Ashley 2 E's. Ashley EY. Ashley GH. Like, it's just, like... I don't understand how she came to college and then met two people with the same name and said, yes, I want to deal with this for the next 4 years.
That's just how it is. These parties can get kind of wild, though. Do you want to, like, want me to walk you through and show you around and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever been to one. I don't typically do parties, but, you know, Ashley was like, it's senior year, we need to get fucked up, and I'm so sick of seeing my window. And only seeing my window.
I mean, you could have come to these parties before. I mean, I know Dick is exclusive, but, like, you could have just asked.
I mean, yeah, we can definitely go. I never really thought I had a want to before. And then...
You're missing out.
I guess we'll have to see.
They are doing body shots in the back. Avoid it.
That's so bad for you, like, hygienically.
I know. No one listens to me.
You're getting a mouse source.
Thank you. Thank you. And then Chad's gonna lead her into the party and get her, like, a drink and everything.
Yeah. Then you two can, like, kind of hang out for the night. Or at least while the body shots are happening.
Oh, Chad would have grabbed someone to replace the pledge at the door so the pledge can go.
So, what are we doing after the body shot?
Probably back to dancing, I would think.
Yes. Now that Trevor's gone, Becky would definitely be actually pulling people in to dance with Tiffany and finding the hottest ones, keeping an eye out for ones who are actually of value to replace Trevor. not be communicated with while Tiffany is drunk, and then in the future Becky will be like, oh, okay, Tiffany knows this guy, they can get together when they're both sober and maybe think something will happen. She's always be scheming.
Becky's like, this one is fun to dance with, this one.
His trust fund isn't big enough, neither is his dick.
Are those things proportional?
Sometimes.
Shit.
Or if the trust fund's big enough, you don't care about the other.
Exactly. Certain things are valued higher than other things. Money and business connections.
Like, they need to be able to keep up with daddy's money.
Exactly. Why get married if you don't get something out of it?
Exactly.
Arla looks so confused. Oh yeah, I need to roll for, because she had the shot.
Yeah.
Roll for every one of her shots.
I was like, Becky probably did do a shot at some point.
Yeah, Tiffany, go ahead. Give me that con.
Oh, that's a nat 20. That body shot, she had other things on her mind.
Well, why are we all getting nat 20s on shots?
It's okay. I got 7.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Tiffany is drunk.
She's like, I like it. This is such a great night. Like, what a awesome way to end towards the end of my junior year. Yay!
Eventually somebody's gonna come through and just start saying, let's go to the bars! Let's go to the bars! After, you know, people are coming in, dancing with Tiffany, sort of rubbing on her as men do.
As men do.
Men do. I don't know how straight people... mark a claim or something.
Mark a claim?
Stake a claim?
I guess I meant more like making a case for them themselves to be the one that Tiffany goes home with. Putting on a show, if you will. So Ash is fully doing body rolls. Like, putting his whole, I don't know why, I almost just said thrash ussy into it.
My favorite suffix, ussy.
Once you say it, you can't take it back. That's what he's doing, Tori.
Yep.
That is, in fact, what he's doing. But yeah, is everybody going out to the bars and onward to the afters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah, maybe.
Dad's gonna get ready for bed. He's got class in the morning.
Lame.
I think Landon's gonna hang back. Landon has something else that Landon wants to do.
Yeah, Arlo would check in with Lucille, like, what do you think the numbers are for the stream? Is it dying down? Do we need to keep it going?
I mean, it's honestly, like, it's at a pretty good spot. Like, you can keep it going if you want, but, I mean, it's a fucking Sunday, like, and it's day one.
Yeah.
Like, not even day one. I think we're good.
I think it's a good teaser. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're good to end it.
Cool. We can call it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm gonna go finish some stuff up if you've got shit you need to do here.
Alright. Sounds good.
Okay.
Is that it?
That it?
Yeah. I asked.
Alright, we don't need to do all this. Like, are you coming back with me? Or are you not?
No, there we go. Communication. Yes. Let's go.
Alright, fuck you. Let's go. Lucille's gonna take you back. Give it the works, you know?
That's what they're calling it nowadays.
It's like a sandwich. Put the works on it.
Put the works. All the toppings.
Just...
Oh, it's a Sunday now.
Hey, babe, you want a taste of my aioli?
I hate aioli.
Instead of dressing, you're dressing down.
Call me ranch, because I'd be dressing.
Undressing. You'd be undressing.
No, after that, I would be dressing.
Getting the fuck out. So, Chad, you're hanging back.
Oh, did you want me to elaborate?
Kinda, yeah. Let's Chad's play gonna, in our theater of the mind, shall we?
Oh, I don't know what that is. Chad's gonna, like, start picking up and, like, making sure everything's clean because he doesn't believe anyone else should have to do it because it's his house, his party. He's the president. So he's gonna clean up around and make sure everything's nice and seeing if anyone's still with him.
Well, Landon was hanging back for something, but he's kind of, like, dipped into the one of the rooms. And there's a couple people that are, like, just waiting for people that are in the different bathrooms to be done throwing up to decide whether or not they'll make it to the bars. And then Chloe's just kind of like sitting on an island being like, you clean? Like you pick things up while other people go get trashed?
Yeah, do you think we live in a dirty house all the time?
I mean, I kind of assumed that it was always sticky.
Why? I walk barefoot down here, it's not sticky.
You walk barefoot? That's ambitious.
It's my house. We also pay people to come clean. I don't think the cleaners should have to come in here and pick up 100 cups.
I guess that's like nice of you or whatever. It's just not what I expected from, you know, big gym bro, frat president. Go dig.
What? That's not my whole personality.
That's what you are on the live streams. And then,
for the people.
I just assume you're like...
Wait, you watch all those live streams?
Listen, we don't need to get into it, you know, like...
Which tier are you?
Like, what are the tiers?
So it's like the Chad.
Yeah, so Chad's top tier. Riz Gods are second tier. Bottom tier is No Bitch Boys. So like, if you can just think of a weird thing that like fits kind of in the middle there, like oh, pledge could be one, I guess.
Probably a pledge tier, like probably like not all of the exclusive content, but probably the tier that like you get the live streams, but you don't get made fun of. Just be like, oh yeah, I'm at the pledge tier, you know? Like, it's... I like to support local causes.
Or come to one of our parties before.
Well, I mean, it seems like a lot. Like, there's a lot of energy. And a lot of people.
I mean, there's always safe spaces you can go if you don't want to be around all the people. Like, the backyard's a good one. We usually keep the fire going. Or you can go up in some of the rooms. They all have, like, what's going on in there. So there's, like, video game rooms. And there's, like, little rooms where people just sit and talk and drink. There is a room I don't recommend going into. But that's just because the guy that lives in there does not clean it. It's disgusting.
Is that where you find yourself when you're not on the live streams? Because you're on there a lot.
Oh, no, I stay in the main party room most of the time. Like, I don't. The only time I leave is when they're doing body shots because it's gross.
So Chloe's just going to be like, so there's a lot of rooms in this house then that people find themselves in?
Hypothetically? I'm sure I can show you the rooms if you want.
I mean, I'm really only interested in, like, one in particular.
The biggest room in this house, I'm assuming.
It depends on what you mean by biggest.
My bedroom, yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. It's literally the biggest room in the house. Besides, like, the party rooms.
Yes, I am interested in going to your bedroom, Chad. Do I need to spell it out like that?
Yeah, because you've turned me down multiple times before. So yeah, you do.
Okay, well, I've had a couple shots in me, and, you know, I'm on this whole track of doing things I've never done before, which includes entertaining, giving you a chance.
Chad's going to be like, I don't know if we should if you've been drinking. That seems a little... Are you good?
Yes. I'm of my mind. And enough clairvoyant to make this decision.
Chad's feeling, like, really weird. He's like, I don't know if I should, because, like, what if she hates me tomorrow?
Chad, if you don't get into this bedroom before I change my mind...
You don't even know where the bedroom is. Come on. He grabs her.
And fade to black, people. So how does our situation at the bars go? What trouble do you guys get up to?
Party Central.
Does anyone go home with anyone?
Honestly, Becky would probably make sure that Tiffany doesn't go home with anybody when she's too drunk because she wants her to, like, not make a stupid decision. She genuinely wants her to cheat on her boyfriend. Don't get me wrong. She just wants her to be of sound mind and body when she cheats on her boyfriend.
I don't want her to make a stupid decision. I just want her to cheat on her boyfriend. Well, that's all right.
I want her to cheat on her boyfriend with enough clarity. I want it to be a firm decision.
Because I want her to wake up the next morning and realize how shitty Trevor is. And drunk sex will not accomplish that.
This is calculated.
It is, 100%.
Tiffany's probably fucking stumbling, though. She's not today.
See, Tiffany's probably wasted, and Becky's just pretending to be wasted. She's had a little bit, she's like a little bit buzzed, but like she is 100% like actually taking care of Tiffany. It's like the one person Becky cares about.
Is she crying? Is this like a crime? Like, I can't stand Trevor anymore. Why does somebody love me? Except for you.
She's like holding her hair back while she vomits. Like, it's okay. Just let it out. We'll find you somebody new. We're going to find you somebody new, and we're going to find you somebody better, and you're never even going to remember Trevor. And if he keeps bugging you, I'll just kill him. It's fine.
We'll make him go away. Either you're dead or mine.
We will definitely make sure nobody finds his body.
I'm crying.
You're such a good friend.
This is turning into like a murder mystery. We're the big bad.
Trevor, the next morning, you wake up. Trevor is dead.
You have blood on your hands. You don't remember what happened. I'll make sure to take some sleeping pills and drink a lot, so then I can be like, I'm not responsible for my own actions.
Okay, that's beautiful. Vera, how does your night end?
Oh, she's just vibing. Like, she's, like, in the background just watching everything unfold, including the freaking murder plan at this point.
She's always off to the side.
Yeah, with her little... She always has, like, something in her hand that she's chewing on.
Sunray, like, brought you along in hopes that you would, like, buddy up with people, and she's like, I don't... Girl, you gotta, like, talk to somebody. You can't just sit and, like, eat flowers all night.
They're good.
You know what? You do you. I'm gonna go take a shot. I gotta... This energy... Putting a little bit of damp on my night, girl.
She's, like, double-fisting, like, two flowers at once. It's like everyone else is taking drugs. They're taking, like, drugs and drinks, and she's just like, I got my flowers.
Completely sober, full of flower petals.
On the walk home, Vera's like, and somebody's like, girl, did you get fucked up? And she's like, no.
No. Not my tummy hurts.
I love Vera so much.
On the walk home, Becky definitely eats some flower petals. She loves the innocence that is Vera compared to, like, the rest of Becky's life.
Sunflower seeds for you on occasion. I would just, like, give you a handful of sunflower seeds. As fucked up as Tiffany is, that nice.
These are for you.
Thank you.
You're just so pretty.
Thank you. You want a flower?
Oh my god. Trevor never buys me flowers.
You should totally make edible flower crowns and sell them at parties. For drunk people. We can make so much money.
Chad has sex. Arlo and Lucille have sex.
Sure.
Vera makes a flower salad.
Vera makes a flower salad. Tiffany throws up. Becky gets everyone home. Landon, my friend, you're off on your own little adventure, are you not?
I am. So while the bulk of the hoes are out partying, Landon is going to sneak into the hoe house. And with him, he has a bag. Question for Tori, DM. Can I message you individually what the prank is that he pulls so it can be a discovery for them when they arrive?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to message you. Give me just a second. Let's roll to see if it's successful first. Okay, so he's gonna sneak in, and he has something with him. He has a little pouch of things with him, and he is going through, and he's going through everybody's closets, and he's finding all the things so he can pull off this little prank. So it is, what, a sleight of hand, or a stealth for this?
So we'll take this opportunity for the audience. So this is the first implementation of, like, a special mechanic that we're using for this season. So every day, PCs have the option to do one of three things. They can try to steal Greek-affiliated items from another group and gain points for their overall point system for Greek Week. They can try to take back any item that has been stolen from them to reduce points from another team. Or they can try to pull a prank, which is what Landon is currently doing, which gives them a successful prank gives them more points than a steal or taking something back. So it'll be a DC 10 sleight of hand check first.
All right. I also messaged you what he's doing. It's ridiculous, but it's very on brand for Landon, so. Okay. Oh, hell yeah. That is a 19 sleight of hand.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, and okay, so then it'll be a DC 15 stealth check to get in and out of there before somebody notices.
Do I get advantage since there's, like, nobody there?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sweet. Okay, well, we're good then, because that is 17.
Awesome.
So yeah, obviously the ones that they currently have on their person are exempt from the prank, but he wanted to do this when he was had a lower chance of being caught. But he also assumes that they, I'm trying to think of how to do this without giving it away, knowing what event is happening tomorrow evening, at least those ones will probably be included.
Alrighty. Yeah. Oh, and then the DC 10 performance check to see.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
How funny everyone finds it.
That is, what is my performance? That's not the best, but it's okay. That's a 14.
It's sort of like a pass or fail kind of thing. Oh, okay. Unless you get like a nat 20 or a nat 1.
So it's funny. Yay.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It's good. I love it. Yeah, and everyone goes to sleep on Sunday before the beginning of Greek Week. And that's where we're going to end the first episode.